Well, good morning, everyone.
各位早。
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
希望大家感恩节都过得很开心。
I was just waiting to have God's word open to me, sitting there waiting for it to be read out, and I realized, oh, I'm supposed to be up.
刚刚都还没有意识到，我现在就要上来了。
We had a great Thanksgiving. We had a whole week off at Stanford, and you don't know the meaning of Thanksgiving at Stanford until you had a whole week off. It's just very grateful.
我们的感恩节过得很开心，因为斯坦福放了我们一个礼拜的假，真的是得到这一个礼拜假的时候，特别感受到感恩节的意义。
Maybe what we could do is start by reading this passage. It's from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 to 32.
如果你手中有圣经的话，我邀请你翻到创世纪第32章，创世纪第32章，今天的经文是从22节到32节。
I'll just ask Lily to read it to us in Chinese.
好，请大家听我读。他夜里起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口。先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。那人说，你名叫什么呢？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说，你的名字不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人角力都得了胜。雅各问他说，请你将你的名字告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福，雅各便给了那个地方起名为皮努伊勒，意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过皮努伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了，故此以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。
Yeah, so this passage, I think it's many of you are familiar with, it covers a man by the name of Jacob.
我想这对经文可能有一些人都蛮熟悉的，因为讲到一个人名字叫雅各。
Jacob is one of the major figures in the Old Testament.
雅各是在旧约圣经中非常重要的一个人物。
But the title you may not be as familiar with.
但是我今天讲的这个题目全入，你可能不太知道来源是什么。
This title actually derives from a common poker game called Texas Hold'em.
事实上呢，这个全乳是从一个扑克牌的一个德州的玩法，它其中的一个名词。
I don't know if you're familiar or whether you play poker.
我不知道你们打不打扑克牌，或者你有没有看过。
But in this particular variation of poker.
但这一种打法。
Everybody gets two cards.
每个人手中先有两张牌。
And then there are these five cards that are sort of.Community cards.
然后会打出五张牌放在桌上，是所有的人都可以用的。
And these are turned over in a series of what they call flop and turn and river.
然后这个五张牌呢是顺着次序这个样打出来的。
Now each player is supposed to bid or raise or fold.
每一个拿到这个牌的人呢，在每一次翻牌的时候就要决定到底他是要不要玩，要不就是他就是下赌注，要不他就提高赌注，要不他就不玩，要不他就走开。
Right. So, you can't control the cards and you can't control your opponents.
你不能控制发的是什么牌，你也不能控制你的对手有什么牌。
So the game is, the strategy is to really make a decision on whether to fold or to hold or to raise.
所以真正的策略是在于你到底决定你要不要打下去。
And the objective of the winning player is not to win every hand.
那想赢的这个，你想做一个赢家，就是说你不见得每一手都要赢。
But the idea is to mathematically, psychologically make some correct decisions.
而主要的是你以数学的方法以及心理的战斗能够到最后赢。
And the winning poker player is someone who can maximize their expected gains each round by deciding whether to bid and sort of increase their long-term winnings.
所以真正要做一个最终做一个赢家，就是在每一手牌的时候，你要决定你到底是要打还是不要打下去。
And this term all in describes a particular bet.
而这个名词全入呢，是讲一种特别下赌注的方法。
So when a player is facing a current bet that is larger than the amount that he has.
所以就是当这个你在玩这个牌的时候，有对面有一个人提出一个赌注，而这个赌注超出你手中所有的那个子儿。
He doesn't have enough resources.
那个价值就代表你手头的钱不够。
But he wants to remain in the game.
但是如果你还希望继续打下去的话，
So he pushes the whole pile into the middle of the table.
所以他做的就是把手中所有的赌注都推到前面去。
He says, I'm all in.
然后就说我全赌下了。
That way he can hold on to his cards and even though he doesn't have as much bidding as, he doesn't have enough to continue, he gets to continue.
因为如果他这个样做的话，纵使他这个赌子儿的钱不够，但他这个样做的话，允许他继续的打下去。
So all in bid is an exciting time.
所以如果你看到有人这个样做的话，你知道那是非常刺激、非常兴奋的一刻。
Because either the person is out of the game or he continues.
所以你知道，如果这一个人全赌下去的人，要不他就全赢，要不他就输的什么都没了。
Because the all in bid leaves the player with nothing to hold on to.
Yeah, 因为如果他输了的话，他就一点都没有了。
It's also very exciting because it's really uncertain.
还有另外一点就是让大家觉得很兴奋的，就是大家都不知道结果会是怎么样。
When you're all in, you can never be sure.
因为当你全部赌下去的时候，你不可能100%的确定。
No matter how good your cards are.
不管你手中的牌有多好。
No matter how confident you feel.
不管你自己觉得多么有自信。
You don't know the remaining cards.
你实在不知道再要翻的是什么牌。
You don't know what your opponents have.
你也不知道你对手手中的牌。
So in some sense, it's almost like an act of faith.
所以如果你这个样做，真的是走信心的一步。
Because you need to rely on the weight of evidence and just go for it.
因为你只能看到眼前所有的这一些东西，你自己衡量一下这样做。
So this guy who we are looking at today, Jacob.
所以今天我们来看的这个人名叫雅各。
Also called Israel.
他另外一个名字叫以色列。
I think he would have made a very good poker player.
我相信如果他打扑克牌可能会打得很好。
He seems to very carefully calculate his entire life.
因为他整个的一生好像都是让他精打细算出来的。
To try to maximize his long-term winnings.
他不论做什么都希望将来自己成为一个大赢家。
But on this night,
但在这个晚上
he was facing stakes that were too high.
他所面对的这个赌注他觉得太高了。
And he made an all-in bid.
所以在那一刻他就说我全赌上了。
And this was a bid that changed his life.
而他因为这个样做他整个的一生改变了。
Indeed, it changed the destiny of a nation.
而且使得一个民族的前途整个改变了。
And it fulfilled God's plan for the world.
因而使得神对全世界的计划得以成全。
So what I want to do is spend a little time thinking about this man and his bid.
所以今天我们想花一点时间看一看雅各到底是谁，以及他所做的这件事。
You know, for someone who is covered so much in the Bible, Jacob is a hard guy to understand.
虽然圣经花了这么多的篇幅来讲雅各，事实上雅各是一个谜，是一个大家不太容易懂的人。
He was his birth was described in Genesis 25.
他的出生是。
His burial is described in Genesis 50.
他的出生是在创世纪25章，他的埋葬是记载在创世纪50章。
Genesis only has 50 books, so 50 chapters, so his life spanned more than half of Genesis.
创世纪只有50章，所以雅各的这一生是超过创世纪一半。
And compared to many of the major figures in Genesis, he's really quite different.
跟创世纪一些其他的大人物相比之下，他非常不一样。
For example, his son Joseph. We know a lot about Joseph.
比方说他的儿子约瑟，我们对于约瑟了解很多。
We know he's this picture of unshakable faith.
我们看到约瑟就觉得这个人是不可摇动的信心。
You know, in spite of being betrayed and sold into slavery and framed and put into prison, he was faithful.
不论是被人家背叛，或者是卖成为奴，或者被人诬告，他总是站立在他的信仰上。
And Jacob's grandfather Abraham.
雅各的祖父亚伯拉罕。
Well, we know that he was called the friend of God.
我们知道神称呼他为朋友。
And all through his life, in spite of ups and downs, he seemed to have this calm acceptance of divine command.
他的这一生无论是上无论是下好像他都非常平静安稳地接受神给他的诫命。
You remember he was asked to sacrifice his son, Isaac.
你记得神要他献上他的儿子以撒。
He took 3 days to get there, and there was no description of his inner struggles.
他虽然走了三天的路才到那个地方，好像圣经没有记载他心里的挣扎。
But Jacob is different.
但是雅各很不一样。
He is a complicated man.
雅各是一个很复杂的人。
He is a singular anti-hero.
他事实上是一个很不像英雄的一个英雄。
Yeah, 很不像英雄的英雄。He was a very willful man.
他是一个自己意志很好像很强的人。
Remember, he was, Genesis 25 describes he was born as part of twins.
创世纪25章说他出生是蛮生子。
Yeah, his brother Esau came out first.
他的哥哥以扫先出来。
But he so wanted to be firstborn, he held on to the heel of his brother all the way out.
他很想当长子，所以他连出生的时候就抓着他哥哥的脚跟出来。
In fact, they call him Jacob, which is the same Hebrew root word as heel.
所以他的名字叫做雅各，雅各事实上希伯来文代表脚跟的意思。
It also is the same root word for deceive.
他同时也是欺骗的这个字的字根。
He's the grabber, the planner, the deceiver.
他是那个抓的，他是那个真的，他是那个骗的人。
And he lived up to his name.
而他这一生真是把他的名字给活出来了。
His entire life is full of conflict.
他整个的一生充满了冲突。
He starts off with his early struggle with his brother.
他一开始先跟他哥哥争。
Yeah, and then he tried to bribe Esau with a stew to get his birthright.
然后他用一碗汤想来哄骗他的哥哥以扫。
And then he tried to cheat his way to the blessing of his father by pretending to be Esau.
然后他自己装成他哥哥的样子，把他爸爸的祝福给长子的祝福给骗过来。
It was so bad, things got so bad, Esau wanted to kill him.
结果这个情况非常的糟，他的哥哥以扫想把他给杀了。
Things got too hot, so he took off to his uncle's place.
在那里这个情况糟到他没有办法，只好逃到他的叔叔那里。
But he went to Haran, but he did not escape conflict.
虽然他逃得很远，逃到哈兰，但是他还是没有办法逃脱那个争夺的那个情况。
He was determined to get Rachel, his wife of choice.
他争要争他那个所爱的那个 Rachel 做他的太太。
But his uncle Laban is also a tricky man.
但是他的叔叔也是个很狡猾的一个人。
So he ends up marrying Leah first, the older daughter, then Rachel.
所以雅各变成了先娶了拉杰的姐姐Leah, 然后才娶到拉杰。
Yeah, so and then Laban changed his wages 10 times.
然后拉班把那个雅各的这个工资换了十次。
And he quarreled over his wife, he quarreled over his wages, but in spite of everything, God blessed him.
虽然他到处争太太争财产，但是神还是祝福了他。
When finally things got too hot for him at his uncle's place too, he took off again.
结果到最后他的情况在他哥哥那在那个拉班那里变得非常不好，他又得逃。再一次逃。
The guy that appeared to him told him to go back to his land of his father.
神向他显现，跟他说：“你回到你的父家。”
As he escapes, Laban runs after him.
当他逃离拉班那里没有多久，拉班就追上来了。
He finally appeases Laban.
到最后，他只好哄把拉班哄下来。
But just then, he faces a new challenge.
就在那个时候的时候，他突然面对了一个新的挑战。
He hears news that his brother Esau is coming to greet him.
因为听说他的那个哥哥以扫要来找他了。
And it says he's coming with 400 men.
所以以扫带了400个壮丁跟着他一起过来。
That sounds like too big a welcoming party.
听起来好像这个队伍太雄壮了。
So his life is like a comic strip.
所以几乎他的这个一生好像都是我们看的漫画一样。
He was just in great distress.
他随时随刻都有这么多的压力。
And two things we see out of this life.
在他的一生我们看见两件事情。
Two themes.
两个主题。
One is God's faithfulness.
一个是神的信实跟怜悯。
God never gave up on him.
神从来没有放弃他。
God continued to pursue him.
神一直在追逐着他。
And the other one is Jacob's stubbornness.
另外一个就是雅各的固执。
His deceitfulness.
他的那个骗。
He's this incredible streak to want to rely on himself instead of on God.
他这个特别这个个性就是要依靠自己，不要依靠神。
But you know, when I think about all the people in the Old Testament.
当我想到旧约圣经里所有的人物。
I think in some ways, it's easier to identify with Jacob than with Joseph or Abraham.
事实上我觉得我们比较容易认同雅各这个人，比较不容易认同亚伯拉罕或者约瑟。
As we start to judge Jacob,
当我们来审判评论雅各的时候，
we look at how ridiculous he is given God's blessings.
我们看神这个样祝福他，他怎么还这个样子？
God wants us to reflect.
神要的是让我们自己看看我们自己的心。
I go to Menlo Park Presbyterian Church.
我去一个教会，平常我们去的教会是 Menlo Park 的一个 Presbyterian Church.
There's a pastor there by the name of Kevin Kim.
在那里有一个牧师名字叫 Kevin Kim.
Once he was speaking.
有一次他在讲道。
And he said, you know, when you go into a dark room.
他说你走到一个很黑的房子里。
It's kind of murky and then you see this really ugly painting.
然后不太清楚，但你看到墙上有一幅很丑的画。
He said, well, is it ever ugly?
然后你就说，哇，这幅画怎么这么难看？
But then you realize it's not a painting, it's a mirror.
结果后来你突然发现那不是一幅画，是一面镜子。
It's a mirror.
是一个镜子。
When you look at Jacob's life.
所以当你看雅各的生命的时候。
You cannot help but see a little bit of the mirror.
我想你情不自禁地看到他好像是一面镜子。
Look at how much God has been kind to him.
你看神对他多么有恩典。
And look at how difficult it was for him to eventually submit to God.
但你看他这一生真正的顺服于神是有多么的困难。
Let's look at what God, you know, showed him.
我们来看一下神到底向他显示了什么。
You know, there were two very revealing events in his life.
在他的一生有两件非常重要，非常显露他的。
Two encounters with God.
这两次呢，与神的相会。
The first one occurred when he was on his flight to Haran.
第一次是他从那个他的本家逃奔到哈兰的时候。
You remember the story? It's in Genesis 28.
你记得这个是在创世纪第二十八章。
Genesis 28 verse 10. It starts around verse 10. It goes to verse 22.
从那个二十八章第十节开始，一直到第二十二节。
We won't go through it in detail.
我们不会很细节的来看。
But you remember that. He had just left his father's house.
你记得他刚刚从他父家逃出来。
The sun had set.
那时候夕阳已经
下了。He lay down to sleep.
他躺下来睡觉。
And he had a dream.
然后他做了一个梦。
You remember he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven.
你记不记得他在梦中看到一个天梯，梯子在地上，但是它的上面是顶着天。
You remember seeing that there were angels of God that was ascending and descending on the staircase.
你记不记得他看到天使在这个天梯上上上下下。
And above it all was the Lord.
然后在那个天梯的顶上是主耶和华。
And the Lord spoke to him.
而主耶和华向他说话。
He said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac.
就跟他说，我是耶和华，你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。
In verse 13 it says, I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth.
接着他说，我要将你所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那么多。
And he said, all the people on the earth will be blessed through you and your offspring.
他说，万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
This is exactly the promise that God gave to Abraham.
这一个祝福跟神给亚伯拉罕立约的内容是一样的。
And this is carried forward to Isaac and now to Jacob.
那这一个约呢，继续了给了以撒，现在给了雅各。
Jacob wakes up and he says, wow.
雅各醒过来了。
He says, this is an awesome place.
他说这个地方真的是不得了。
He says, this is the gate of heaven.
他说这里是天的门。
He called it Bethel, which means the house of God.
他叫这个地方为 Bethel, 名字为神的殿。
He took the stone that he was lying on and he made a pillar and he poured oil on it.
他把他所枕的石头立为柱子，浇油在上面。
And he made a vow. He said, you know, if God is with me and I come back safely here,You know, he will be my God, and this stone I set up, this will be God's house.
所以雅各就许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我就立所这个柱子为石头。
We know this is a very significant event in God's revelationary history.
我们知道在神向人显现的整个的历史中，这是非常重要的一环。
Because you remember when Jesus first started his ministry.
因为你记得当耶稣刚开始出来传道的时候。
Remember one of his early disciples was Nathanael.
你记得他刚开始其中有一个门徒名字叫拿但业。
And Jesus said to Nathanael, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you.
耶稣跟他说你站在无花果树的时候我就已经看到你了。
And Nathanael said, Rabbi, you are the son of God, you are the king of Israel.
结果拿但业就说哇你说夫子你真的是以色列的王。
And Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree.
耶稣对他说因为我说你在无花果树底下看见你你就信吗。
He said, you shall see much greater things than this.
你将来要看见的比这事更大。
And he said, I tell you the truth. You will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
又说我实实在在地告诉你们你们将要看见天国开了神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
So in other words, Jesus is saying, you know, I will be the fulfillment of God's vision to Jacob.
事实上耶稣所说的就是我将是成为雅各所看见那个天梯的那个成就者。
Yeah. So, God was very kind to Jacob.
神事实上对于雅各是非常慈爱的。
Protected him all through.
一直在保护着他。
And blessed him and made him wealthy.
而且一直祝福着他后来雅各变得非常的富有。
Yeah. But look,How Jacob responds.
但你看雅各怎么样反应?
Jacob is still a very calculating guy.
雅各还是一个很会打算盘的人。
Look how carefully he calculates every detail when he hears about Esau coming.
因为你看当他知道以扫要来的时候他是怎么样的精打细算。
In chapter 32,
在第32章我们可以看到
verse 7 it says he was in great fear and distress.
第七节告诉我们说雅各就甚惧怕。
But then he starts to be very careful, and then he prays.
然后他就祷告了。
Verse 9 he says, he prays, Oh God, my father Abraham, the God of my father Isaac.
雅各就说耶和华我主亚伯拉罕的神我父亲以撒的神啊。
He prays save me.
说请你来拯救我。
But then he carefully measures all of his responses.
然后他接着就非常仔仔细细地做了一个计划。
You see, he divides his family into two parties. In case Esau attacks one, the other one could survive.
他就把整个的这个人啊他的家人分成两群万一以扫攻打一个还有另外一群可以逃掉。
He takes his livestock and divides it into flock, into herds.
然后他就把他手中的牛羊就把它分批分批的。
Yeah, 200 ewes and 20 rams in the first group.
第一群先有母山羊200只公山羊20只
30 female camels next.
然后就是说母骆驼30只
40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys.
40只母牛10只公牛20匹驴
And he put space in between each of them.
然后他每一群的中间都有距离。
This is a guy who's just used to trusting his own methods.
你可以想象到雅各一个是非常依靠自己聪明的一个人。
He's sort of sneaky craftiness.
他是一个有一点蛮狡诈的一个人。
Right, he's leaning on his own schemes.
而且他随时随刻都是依靠自己的小聪明。
He's praying.
他是有祷告。
But God is his last resort.
但是神呢就是他最后的一个资源。
He basically says to God, hey, do what you can, but this is what I'm doing.
他基本上跟神说的话你帮我一把吧但是我还是要照我的计划行。
You know, so many of our lives are like this.
我们很多的人我们的一生很像这个样子。
We may have had experiences with God.
我们可能有经历过神。
Spiritual encounters.
可能我们属灵上与神有接触过。
But after a while, our lives are like his.
但过了一会儿我们的生命就很像雅各的生命。
We just sort of say, hey God, I'm praying, but I'm planning more.
神啊我是会祷告的但是我自己的计划是更重要。
He prayed, but he mostly planned.
所以他虽然祷告但最重要的是他依靠自己的计划。
And when he prays, he's basically asking God to bless his plans.
基本上他的祷告就是说神啊我有这么一个计划我要你来祝福我的计划
yeah, he's not submitting his plans for approval he's basically just saying God help me out
他并不是说神啊我把这个计划交在你手中他基本上就是说神啊这是我的计划你来帮我吧
but then something happened that night
但是那天晚上有些事情发生了
something that's really hard for us to understand
有一件让我们大家都不太容易想通的一件事
but this whole thing was He's spoken to us in symbols and language and sort of metaphors.
Yeah, 而这一段要发生的事情对我们充满了象征，充满了影视。
Notice the first thing that we see that night.
你看那一天晚上，你第一件看到的事情是什么？
He gets up, he sends his two wives, this is verse 22. He gets up, he took his two wives, his two maidservants, that means he had two concubines, his 11 sons, and he sent them across the river.
那一夜他起来带着他的两个妻两个使女并十一个儿子都过了亚伯渡口。
And then he sends over all his possessions.
然后他把他一切所拥有的东西都让他们渡了这个。
So here he is, he's got nothing, he's on this side of the river, he comes back to the side of the river, it says Jacob was left alone.
所以他把他们送过去了以后他自己又回到河的对岸在这里雅各只有他自己一个人。
All alone.
完完全全孤独孤孤独独的一个人。
What was he wanting?
到底他要什么?
What was he looking for?
到底他在找什么?
It's like he wanted something.
好像他这个样做是因为他还想寻找一些东西。
It's like he wanted actually to have a one-on-one all alone with God.
好像他所要的就是希望有一段时间自己单单独独面对面的与神相会。
Somehow he knew that this is something that then his father, his grandfather, they can't help him. His 11 sons, not even his beloved Rachel can help him.
在这一刻他突然觉得他的祖父他的爸爸他所有的他的儿子甚至他最爱的拉杰都没有办法帮他。
He's by himself on this side of the river.
此时此刻他是在河的对岸单单独独的自己一个人。
We all have these times.
我们每一个人都经历过这个样对不对
Nobody but God.
全世界没有任何一个人只有神。
But then what happened?
然后什么事情发生了呢
?We don't know, but it says this person shows up and he wrestles all night.
然后突然就有一个人过来和他摔跤一直一夜都在摔跤直到黎明。
Well, I don't know, some say it's Michael, the archangel, some say it's an angel, some say it's sort of an epiphany, Christ-like figure.
有人说可能这是某一个天使或者是最大的天使 Michael 或者是耶稣的化身
But one thing we know, they wrestled.
我们不知道是谁但我们知道他们俩摔跤了
It's like a battle.
好像在打仗一样的
And he struggled.
他挣扎
I think he was really conversing with God.
我觉得在那一刻他真的是与神在对话
It's like he was praying.
好像是他在祷告
wrestling
好像是他在摔跤
and what was he praying for
你想如果他在祷告的话他祷告什么呢
was he just praying for protection from his brother
你觉得就是在祷告希望神保护他他的哥哥要来打他了吗
I think there's more to it than that
我相信他求的是比这个更深更多的
we see this in verse 26
我们在第26节看到
when he finally the man says let me go it's daybreak and he says I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me
那个人说天黎明了容我去吧雅各说你不给我祝福我就不容你去
it's not like he just wants some sort of sake he wants something deeper
他不是就光要神的保护他要的是更深刻的东西
it's like he this very worldly man
这是一个很属世的一个人
it's like this worldly man suddenly felt like he wanted a slice of heaven
突然这个很爱世界的这个人此刻突然希望能够看到天上得到一份天上的福分
It's like he has all this possession and all this stuff and it's not enough
他看到他一切所拥有的他所一切属于他的那一刻突然不够了
Everything's on the other side of the river and he wants God
而一切都在河的对岸但他自己现在在河这边他要的是神自己
Maybe he remembered what happened at Bethel
也许他记得在 Bethel 发生的事情。
He remembered the picture of the angels descending and ascending.
也许他突然看到了那一幅画，天梯上有天使上上下下。
Maybe he remembered the vow he took.
也许他记得他跟神所起的誓。
That if God is with me and I come back safely, that I will be His and He will be mine.
如果神保护我，容许我平平安回来的话，我就以他为我的神，我就属于他。
嗯。Whatever it is,
不论是他到底在做什么
，some exchange happened.
在那里，神与他相碰了
，and it dramatically changed his life.
而彻底、极大的改变了他的生命。
He remembered the promise of God.
他记得神对他的应许。
But he also came to realize something really important about the provision of God.
他在那一刻更加了解了神给他的供应。
You know.What was it that he wanted so badly?
你在想他最要的一个是什么东西
？Birthright.
长子的名分，对不对
？Right. In the ancient world, birthright is worth a lot.
在古代的时候，长子的名分是很有分量的。
Because the way it works is firstborn male child is privileged.
因为如果你是长子的话，你就特别有很多特权。
He gets most of the estate.
大部分的产业都属于他。
Most of the status and the power.
所有的权柄、名称、头衔都是他的。
But what's really interesting?
但更有趣的是
，If you read Genesis,
如果你看整个的创世纪
，is that there's a strange dynamic going on.
在这里有一个很特殊的一种互动。
Like God keeps intervening.
神好像一再一再的要改变这个模式。
Yeah, God seems to consistently choose the younger one.
神好像一再都是选那个小的。
For example, you know, Abel was chosen over Cain.
比方说，该隐跟亚伯，神喜悦亚伯，选择亚伯。
Ishmael is the older one, but Isaac is the blessing goes to Isaac.
虽然以实玛利是长子，但是神拣选以撒。
And of course, when Isaac had two sons,
当以撒有两个儿子的时候
，Esau was born first, but Jacob.Gets the birthright.
虽然以扫先是长子，但是雅各得到长子的名分。
It doesn't stop there.
并不停止在那儿。
Reuben was Jacob's firstborn.
流便虽然是雅各的长子。
But Judah is the one that the kings will descend from.
但是犹大却是王从犹大的家族出来。
And Judah, he had twin sons.
犹大也有一对蛮身子。
Perez and Zerah.
一个叫 Perez, 一个叫 Zerah.
There was a strange story where Zerah, they were first stuck out his hand, and the midwife tied a ribbon around it.
有一个故事讲到说，当他们出生的时候 ，Perez, Zerah 是先生出来的，结果那个助产士就把一个红线绑在他的手上，因为代表他是长子。
But then Perez beat him out of the womb.
但是 Perez 却是先被生出来。
We just see this repeated over and over again.
我们就看这个模式好像一再一再的在发生。
What is it that God is telling us?
到底在这里神要告诉我们什么？
Well, it turns out that in every human system,
事实上在每一个属于人的这种制度里，
in every human society,
在每一个人的社会里，
we all ask the same question.
我们都会问同样的一个问题。
What is the good life?
就是怎么样才能过得好，过得棒。
Who is well off?
谁是那个行的
？Or in the language of the Bible, who's blessed?
也就是说，照着圣经的语言，是谁得福
？Who's the blessed person?
谁是那个得福的人
？And you know, in our day, we have a simple answer.
在我们现在的这个社会里，我们的回答是很简单的。
It's the smart ones.
聪明的。
It's the rich ones.
有钱的。
It's the attractive ones.
漂亮的。
It's the ones that are well connected.
有关系的。
It's the athletic ones.
那个是有运动细胞的。
So every society wrestles with this question.
你知道每一个社会都会在问同样的这个问题。
And in the ancient world,
但是在古代的社会里
it was the firstborn.
就是长子得到这一切。
Blessed are the firstborn.
得福的是长子。
They inherit the earth.
因为他们能承受地土。
So Jacob wanted to be firstborn.
雅各所以就是想要当长子。
But God has another plan.
但是神有另外一个计划。
Throughout the Bible,
整个的圣经告诉我们
，What we learn is that the blessed life is not wealthy life.
我们知道德福的生命并不代表是一个富裕的生命。
It's not the life with lots of stuff.
不是说你拥有很多。
It's the life with God.
而是那个有神得到神的那个生命。
And consistently, God tells us it's coming to people who don't feel so qualified.
圣经一再地告诉我们，这个恩典是来到那一些自己觉得自己没有资格得到这些东西的人。
Those who thought they were left out.
这一些觉得自己是外边的人。
The people who felt most unblessed.
可能是有一些觉得自己最不得福的人。
And Jacob, in this wrestling match,
雅各当他在摔跤的时候
he suddenly came to something different.
他突然认识了一些他以前没有认识到的。
The purpose of this whole contest,
整个的这个摔跤
is to break his will,
就是要把他的意志
to bring an end to his plans,
就把他的计划结束他自己的计划
to get to the utter limits of his stack of chips,
也就是到那边就看到他自己的赌注实在是不够了
and to discover that what he really wanted cannot be earned,
让他能够发现他真正所要的东西是他赚不来的
it has to be received,
必须要接受才来
the blessing of God is received,
神的祝福是要我们来接受
you know, Jacob is so used to earning things.
雅各很习惯自己赚东西。
And we are so used to earning things.
你知道我们也是这个样，觉得什么要自己赚过来。
We think it's unfair.
我们觉得不公平。
My father, before he was a Christian,
在我爸爸成为基督徒之前
he said, I'll never be a Christian.
他说我没办法做基督徒。
Because it's so unfair.
因为太不公平了。
Because good people deserve good rewards, bad people deserve bad rewards. You Christians just say you believe, and you're saved.
应该好人有好报，恶人有恶报。你们基督徒说只要信就可以。
It doesn't work that way.
世界不是这个样子的。
He was, He was a Chinese man.
我爸爸是一个中国男人。
And that means you earn things.
也就是代表什么事情都要自己努力才能得到。
But by God's grace, in his 50s, he got cancer.
但是因为神奇妙的恩典，我爸爸在50多岁就得了癌症。
And he became a Christian.
他成为了一个基督徒。
He was very weak.
他非常的软弱。
He was in a wheelchair. He couldn't do much.
他坐在轮椅上，什么事都不能做。
But he discovered he was still loved.
但他突然在那一刻发现，他还是被爱的。
More than ever.
比以前更加的被爱。
By his wife, by his children, by his God.
他的妻子，他的孩子，他的神，真的是很爱他。
He got what he could not earn.
他突然发现，他所得到的是他赚不来的。
He really came to peace.
然后他真的得到了平安。
This man,
这个人
he spent all his life fighting to get a birthright.
他一辈子就在那里争要得到长子的名分。
But that night,
但是那一天晚上
he discovered that he can't get there.
他突然发现他自己争不到。
And then he went all in.
然后他在那一刻就全部赌上了。
He trusted God.
他愿意相信神
And it changed him.
因而改变了他整个的一生
It dramatically changed him.
完全的改变了他
We see it by God giving him a limp.
我们看到神给他一个瘸腿
Yeah, it's like a brand.
好像是神在他身上着了一个印号
A physical reminder. He is always limping in need of God.
在身体上给他一个印记让他一辈子记得他是需要神的。
God gave him a new identity.
神使他成为一个新造的人。
You know, he gave him a new name.
给了他一个新的名字。
Jacob was called the schemer.
雅各是那个欺骗的。
Became Israel.
变成以色列。
The one who struggled with God.
那个、
the one who was a vehicle of grace.
那个与神摔跤而后来成为祝福的管道。
Yeah. This transformation began to take place immediately.
这个改变马上就发生了。
How does it happen?
到底怎么样发生的？
You know, remember Jesus, he said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really disciples of mine. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
记得耶稣曾说过，如果你遵守我的教训。
If you really hold on to my teachings.
如果你真的遵循我的教训的话。
If you cling to it like a lifeline.
如果你紧紧地抓着我的教训，像一个生命线一样。
If you go all in.
如果你真的愿意把全人都摆上的话。
He said, then you will know the truth.
然后你就会认识真理。
And the truth will set you free.
而这个真理会使你得到自由。
Because heaven came down.
因为天来到地上。
Touch the earth.
他触摸了世界。
In the person of Christ,
耶稣基督成为人的形象，道成肉身来到这个世上。
And he gave us the gateway to heaven.
他把天上的门向我们敞开了。
Last Thursday was Thanksgiving.
上个礼拜四是感恩节。
And we had a testimony time.
在我们家里有一些人做见证。
And one that I was found very memorable.
其中有一个我觉得印象很深刻的。
I don't see him here, but I'm going to share it. one of our brothers, you know, a number of people from the Stanford Fellowship went over to missionary conference in San Diego last December.
去年十二月，我们斯坦福团契有一些弟兄姐妹到圣地亚哥参加了一个missions conference， 也就是宣道会。
宣道会。And on the very last night of that conference，
在另一个会议的最后一个晚上
，the speaker was George Murray。
那个讲演讲的人哈，叫做 George Murray。
And he talked about how we often submit our plans to God and expect Him to sign off。
他说我们人常常做的就是把我自己的计划写下来交给神，说神你签个字吧。
Please approve.
然后你签个字。
He said, but what if God did it the other way?
他说但如果神的方法不是这个样怎么办？
What if God gave you a paper?
如果是神给你一张纸。
And he wants you to sign it.
他要你先签了字。
And not only that, the paper is blank.
那这个纸是空白的纸。
Would you sign it?
你愿意签吗？
Would you be willing to say to God?
你愿意跟神说
I go anywhere.
何地任何
I do anything.
何地何时
I go anytime.
何时
That you want me to.
随便你
Would you be willing to do that?
你愿意吗
Well, it's a good theoretical question, but then he handed out the paper.
这是一个很好的理论上的一个问题，但是当这个牧师把这个纸发下来的时候
Everybody got one.
每一个人都拿到一份。
And I understand some just signed right away.
知道有一些我们团契的好像马上就签了字。
A few looked around and hesitated, but signed also.
有一些人有点犹豫不决，走开又。
Everybody else is signing, so I guess.
呀，都签了字了。
But there was one brother who just didn't want to sign.
但是其中有一个弟兄，他就是不要签。
He was really struggling.
他挣扎很大。
Because George Murray said, you know, if you don't sign, it must be something with your lordship. You have to think of more carefully about what the lordship of Christ is in your life.
因为牧师说，如果你不肯签字的话，那神在你生命的主权可能有点问题。
But this brother, he said, I have two things I was worried about.
他说，但这个弟兄说，但有两件事情我很担忧。
One was, where would he send me?
第一个就是他到底要我去哪儿啊
？Well, I don't really want to go to Africa.
我不想去亚，我不想去非洲。
You know, what about my career? You know, in the middle of PhD studies at Stanford.
对，我正在斯坦福读博士。他到底
Even though he had a miserable boss, I mean, this is speaking as a professor. He had a miserable boss.
虽然他那个时候他的导师对他非常非常刻薄。
He was struggling with that.
但他也是很大的挣扎。
And he shared the other night. He said, well, the other thing I'm worried about is, what if God wants me to be single?
另外一点说，让他很担忧的是，如果神要我独身怎么
办？ That's terrifying.
呀，对他而言，
I don't think I have the gift of singleness.
就是我想我没有办法过单身生活。
Anyway, he didn't sign.
所以他一直没有签字。
According to some of the other students, they spent the whole night convincing him, well, but you really should sign, you know, this is God talking. But he didn't sign.
据说有很多其他的学生一夜都在劝他，他还是，哇，他比雅各还厉害。
Yeah, right.
他没有签字。
So then he says, come January.
结果一月份的时候
he was working like crazy.
他是工作繁忙的不得了。
He had to go to a conference and present a paper.
他需要到一个地方去一个开一个会。
He flew over to there. He worked every day on his slides, just hiding in his room.
他飞到很远的地方，到了那个地方，每一天都躲在房间里做这个。
At night he would get berated by his professor about how stupid the whole thing is.
白天他花一整天的时候努力的工作，晚上就听到他教授跟他说你做的多差多差。
He said after he presented, he flew home.
他说然后他就自己讲演讲完了就飞回家了。
Suddenly he felt like I should sign that paper.
他在那一刻就觉得说我还是这张纸我应该签字。
So in the late January, he signed the paper.
结果在一月底的时候他签了字。
Now I didn't know this background, but we did see a difference in him.
虽然我不太知道整个的细节，但我们觉得我们看到了不同。
We saw him be much more courageous when he talked to his boss.
我们突然发现，他对那个压榨他的老板讲话，突然好像声音大了点儿。
Exactly. And he started looking for a job. Like, if he doesn't get his PhD, he doesn't get his PhD.
他好像也开始找工作，他说得不到博士，得不到博士。
But miraculously, come June.
但很奇妙的是六月份的时候。
Suddenly, a couple of other students started to approach him, recommending him to another professor.
突然就有一些其他的学生来找他说你应该换一个教授。
And he interviewed the other professor, the professor tried him on.
结果他就有一个面试，另外那个教授试试他。
And took him in, so he could graduate on time.
接受了他，所以他就可以转了。
And then he committed to go to this mission trip in the middle of the summer.
So even
in no time.
夏天的时候，他决定去参加一个短宣。虽然他时间很紧。
And he said, you know, the 8 days of the mission trip, I didn't get a single harassing email from my professor.
他去了这八天的短宣，他那个刻薄的老板竟然没有给他一份 email.
And then.Right after he came back, this very lovely young lady who he really wished could talk, would accept his courtship, decided to give him a try.
他短宣回来以后，他很倾慕的一个姐妹，结果终于答应跟他交往。
倾慕的姐妹 ，exactly. So last Thursday, him and the 倾慕的姐妹 and many others were at home giving thanks.
所以上个礼拜四，这个弟兄跟他倾慕的姐妹，跟很多我们弟兄姐妹都在我们家感恩。
So I tell you what I learned from Jacob.
我跟你说，我从雅各身上学到什么
？We can be very stubborn.
人很固执。
We just trust our own plans.
我们都是靠自己的计划。
We are all schemers.
我们每一个人都很狡诈。
We may just pray a little and then we just forget it.
我们就祷告这么一点，然后就是照着自己。
But when you go all in,
但是如果你愿意全部摆上
，God is responsible.
你知道神就负你的责。
You just say, the stakes are too high, but this is all I have. I'm all in.
你跟神说赌注实在是很高，但是这是我所有，就在这里我全摆上了。
Then amazing things start happen.
奇妙的事情就会发生。
Things unimaginable.
是你眼不能见不能想象的事情。
Because you will be on God's plan.
因为你就会在神的计划上。
You will be part of his redemptive purpose.
你就会是他救赎计划中的一部分。
You will become a vehicle of grace.
你就成为恩典的出口。
You will be blessed and you will become a blessing to many.
你就会得福而且成为多人的祝福。
All you have to be is all in.
你所需要做的就是全然投入。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, you are so good to us.
神啊，你对我们太好了。
You just do not give up on us.
你从来不放弃我们。
We would have given up on ourselves.
我们自己都要放弃自己了。
We've done so many stupid things.
我们做了很多愚蠢的事情。
We keep doing stupid things.
我们继续地做愚蠢的事情。
But you do not give up on us.
但是你却对我们不舍不弃。
You give us the opportunity to be alone with you.
你给我们与你单独面对面的机会。
then you give us the chance to participate in your plan.
你给我们这个参与你大计划的机会。
We are grateful, Lord.
主，我们很感恩。
We are so grateful.
非常的感恩。
Because you have paid what we cannot pay.
因为你付了我们那付不起的。
And you have given us a chance to go all in with you.
你也给了我们这个机会，给我们全然投入的机会。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Hold on to your word like a lifeline.
让我们紧紧抓住你的话语，好像我们生命的线一样。
So that we may fulfill our destiny in you.
使得我们能够成就你给我们的计划。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen. 实在感谢神啊！借助李教授的信息，再次的激励我们，再次的提醒我们。我们实在感谢神，请大家我们一起做一个奉献感谢的祷告。主，我们实在是感谢你，你按着时候，主将你的话语赐给我们，像那片镜子，看到我们自己生命的深处，我们何其的不配。主，我们实在是谢谢神，主，你为我们所预备的是超过我们所求所想的。主，你的道路高过我们的道路，你的意念高过我们的意念。我愿今天借着李教授所释放的信息，让我们能够学习全人的摆上，主啊，成为你一个合用的器皿，成为一个恩典的出口，成为一个祝福的出口。为此，今天早晨众弟兄姐妹从你那里所领受的摆在主面前，主啊，成为一个恩典的一个出口，成为一个祝福的出口，求主你来悦纳，这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。